Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 37 today, verses 16 through 21. Jeremiah 37, 16 through 21. It says, when Jeremiah had come to the dungeon cells and remained there many days, King Zedekiah sent for him and received him. The king questioned him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said, there is. Then he said, you shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Jeremiah also said to King Zedekiah, what wrong have I done to you or your servants or this people that you've put me in prison? Where are your prophets who prophesied to you saying the king of Babylon will not come against you and against this land? Now hear, please, O my lord the king, let my humble plea come before you, and do not send me back to the house of Jonathan the secretary, lest I die there. So King Zedekiah gave orders, and they committed Jeremiah to the court of the guard, and a loaf of bread was given to him daily from the baker's street, until all the bread of the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. All right, now what we get from this passage, when Zedekiah comes to Jeremiah secretly and he says, what's the word from the Lord? It shows that he actually believed that Jeremiah was speaking the truth. He had had all these false prophets who had been prophesying in his presence saying, oh, Babylon's not coming against the city, not going to come against you, you're going to be fine, everything's going to be good. All the people in captivity in Babylon that have already been taken, they're going to come back just in a couple of years, they're not going to be there very long, everything's going to be fine. He'd been hearing lots of prophecy and lots of false prophecy, but he comes to Jeremiah secretly and he says, what is the word from the Lord? What's God really saying? Which shows that Zedekiah believed that what Jeremiah was saying was true, even though he didn't listen to it. You know, in John chapter 3, we see that the Pharisees actually believed that Jesus was from God. Oh, publicly, they kept saying that he wasn't from God. They accused him of being demon-possessed. They said he casted out demons by the prince of demons, Beelzebub. But in John chapter 3, look at verses 1 and 2. We see here that Nicodemus tips the hand of the Pharisees. It says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs you do unless God is with them. Did you catch that? Nicodemus said, we know that you're a teacher come from God. Now, that doesn't mean that they listened and did what he said, but deep down, they knew he was from God, even though they kept acting like they didn't believe it. You know, Romans chapter 1 says that everybody knows deep down that there's a God. There's no such thing biblically as an atheist. Oh, there are a lot of people that say, I don't believe there's a God. Or some people think that even if there is one, I don't think he has any effect on the world. Listen closely. The Bible says deep down, everybody knows. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and following, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Did you catch that? Folks, the Bible's very, very clear that the Scripture says that everybody knows. Deep down, they know. They know God. They just didn't want to acknowledge that he was there. And when that happens, their hearts become darkened, their hearts become hard, and they're convinced that there is no God. If you were to try to say to them, you know deep down, they'll say, no, 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 I know there's no God. Guess what? Deep down they did, but they suppressed the truth enough that God hardened their hearts, and they're not going to grasp it. But the question is, what about you right now that are listening? Deep down, you know the truth. Deep down, you know what the Spirit of God is revealing to you. Are you going to respond appropriately? Or are you going to be like Zedekiah and suffer? Because even though you know the truth, you won't humble yourself and submit to it because it doesn't line up with how you want things to go. Today's challenge is this. God's shown you what is truth. Are you going to be a Nicodemus who comes to respond to the truth in faith, or a Pharisee who knows the truth but won't acknowledge it? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.